Yeah, it was good to see. Duke had a good outing, the first outing. Part of a group of players that played well, and happy to see that.
Anybody else?
I thought Malik Jackson played very well. I think he really stood out in the front. Generated some pressure on the quarterback, stout against the run. Malik's having a good camp and quietly making a move himself. So good to see a couple young guys emerge like that for us. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. The flexibility of being able to play inside or outside. But he's just been much more disruptive, much more confident this year. Probably slowing down a little bit for him mentally, understanding the system and the techniques we're looking for. And he's really, off to a great start in camp. So that's been good. Hopefully that'll follow up and continue.
How's Sean feeling with the team?
Sean's doing a nice job. Yeah, he's learned the system. I think he's feeling more and more comfortable. He's got some natural rush ability. He's around the quarterback, hitting the quarterback the other night, which was good. Obviously had that nice scoop and score.
So
he's doing a real nice job for us.
Did Omar and Kayvon make the progress you hope to see from them?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the benefits of Dominique being down right now is those guys are getting a lot of run. And, of course, we didn't play Champ very long or Chris Harris very long. So the younger guys get a lot longer look and a lot more reps, both taking advantage of it. They're both bigger guys that have speed, and the more experience we can get them, getting comfortable with how we do things and what we need out of them, the better. And each of them have had good moments and then moments where they've got to be better, but definitely good experience for them.
Hopefully you don't lose Vaughn, but have you started thinking about what you have to do if you don't?
No, I haven't spent a lot of time on that. There's plenty of time for that. Right now we're just preparing the team, that we have here working and trying to be, at our best in preparation. Nothing specific yet.
What has Stuart Bradley done to distinguish himself in the middle linebacker
race? He's done a nice job. He's part of the competition. I mean, he's a guy with a veteran experience. He's been there before. Obviously, the system is new for him. He's come in and attacked that and learned it. I think he's feeling more and more comfortable. And, he's a guy that's very active. He hunts the ball. He finishes on the ball. We like that part. He's in the mix. He got some run the other night, did a nice job with his reps, and so we'll just keep evaluating that, keep letting those guys compete, and let it sort itself out through competition.
What do you think of Nate's game, especially when he was in there with the twos?
Yeah, I mean, he made some play. He made a nice play coming as an outside backer on a blitz and ran through and blew up the running back, and caused the fumbles. That was nice to see. Some good, some bad. Some of these would be better. Again, he's gaining experience at that Mike position. He played Sam primarily last year as a backup, and he continues to be in the mix. So, again, we'll let that sort itself out. Guys are going to play, get time, get reps, be able to compete, and Coach Fox will determine who's going to play where and when we need to.
Overall, top to bottom, you're happy with the defense's ability to force turnovers in that first game?
Well, getting the turnovers part was outstanding, And so we want to build on that, continue to do that. We've emphasized that in camp, and we'll be looking to do that throughout the year. You can't always get the ball off people like that. That was a positive. There were some positive moments, and there are some things that we've got to do a lot better, and that's typically the way the first preseason game goes.
How would you evaluate Terrence Knight so far?
Terrence has had a solid camp. He's a big man. When he's right, it can be real good. We just want him to be more consistent in being right.